Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm really happy that we can all be here together for the weekend.
We say it starts here this weekend.
Come for the weekend.
Everything's happened here this weekend.
Why don't we just stay here all weekend long?
I mean, that's why he invited us out here for the weekend in the first place.
Station ident, ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Get ready to roll.
10 clicks out, boys. Get ready to rock and roll.
We are ready to roll. Welcome to Friday. It's finally here. Oh, man. It's the weekend. It is the weekend. It's going to be pretty nice, too. Really going to be mostly sunny. It's a mix of clouds and sun. That's what's in the forecast, but a high of 73 today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
You know, we've reached that time of the year where it's extremely warm. It feels like during the daytime and at night, you're like, man, let's turn on the heat.
Yeah, in fact, we're not out of the 70s for the next week. So
okay, good.
Staying in the 70s. Going to be nice. It's going to be beautiful. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. More of those tickets to Dollywood coming up at 8 o'clock this morning and a whole lot more, too.
We used to chase that Chattanooga freight car.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. That's Parker McCollum and Pretty Heart. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Finally, Friday, the weekend is just hours away. Maybe it's already started for you. Maybe you're off today. Maybe you got a three-day weekend.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Got a family four-pack of those tickets to Dollywood's award-winning.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, they won awards for this. The Smoky Mountain Christmas, 5 million twinkling lights, and not rigged up by Clark Griswold. You know they work.
All plugged into one outlet.
That's right. All kinds of shows, fun, food, and one grand prize winner will win a two-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. We'll give away another pack of those tickets at 8 o'clock this morning right here.
93.1 The Wolf.
This is how we do it.
This holiday at Big Lots, you'll find big deals on all kinds of unique.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 625, odds and ends time. One of the biggest and most universally loved rock bands in the world, and they never do any kind of TV stuff. Hardly at all. The Foo Fighters are going to do Saturday Night Live coming up Saturday night.
Wow, that's going to be big.
They never do any kind of TV stuff, but I don't know. They're going to do it.
2020 must have been hard on them.
That's what I'm thinking.
May have been. I don't know. But you know, as I recall, you don't get paid for doing Saturday Night Live.
Really? But then again, the exposure you're getting.
Yeah, that's the deal there. Well, they don't need it because they're huge.
Yeah.
They're going to do Saturday Night Live this Saturday night. And on top of that, Dave Chappelle is going to host it. That is going to be a barn burner this weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Love Dave Chappelle. Well, Trump's going to be sued for playing the YMCA theme.
Uh-oh.
The Village People say, hey, whoa, you can't do that. Scorpio Music owns the rights to the song. There's that publishing thing I've been telling you about, people. Write a hit song. That's how you get rich. They own the rights, the publishing of that song, and they have, quote, discovered with amazement and the misappropriation, moreover, for partisan and electoral purposes, for the benefit of Donald Trump, which they would never have accepted, we are going to sue.
Well, boo-hoo, because he played some freaking dang music. This is so annoying.
Hey, that's how you get paid. If you do it, you get paid. So,
I would have thought for sure they would have at least checked first and been like, hey, are we able to do this?
So many people don't think about that stuff. They go, oh, this is a cool song. Let's use it. They don't think about, you know, whoever wrote it. The only way they get paid is when people play it or use it for a commercial purpose.
Yeah.
Well, nope, not going to say it. Go ahead. Keep going.
He's like, I'm done.
Ratings are in for election coverage, and not what I expected. 56.9 million Americans watched the election coverage across 21 separate networks who were covering it continuously on Tuesday night. That is down from the 71.4 million who watched the 2016 election.
I think a lot of people are just like, well, whatever happens, I'll find out in the morning, which...
Yeah. And we still don't know.
It didn't work.
It's upset every single morning.
Yeah, just so you know, we still don't know. Cruise ships will not start sailing again in the United States waters with passengers until sometime in 2021 because of Rona. Carnival, Disney, Norwegian, and Royal Caribbean are part of a coalition that has agreed not to sail because of COVID-19.
That's sad. I miss their buffets, especially their breakfast buffet. That was on point.
And you're a big cruise fan. You know, there's two distinct camps. The people who love cruising. I'm a cruiser. Love cruising.
Yeah.
And then the other people who go, I ain't getting on that boat. I don't want to be stuck on there on my vacation. I can't go anywhere to do anything. I'm stuck doing what? No, I ain't doing it.
What about the other person like me who've never been on one and would like to try it because they don't have a full opinion on it yet?
Okay. Well, yes, there
there's that group too.
That's how I was. And when I got on the cruise ship, I was like, ooh, this is fun.
I already have a feeling. I'm going to love it. I can't wait.
All right. Tim Tebow recently went to a homeless shelter in Phoenix and gave out a bunch of pairs of shoes to those in need. A lot of people don't think about it, but one of the most needed things in these shelters is socks and shoes. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, I'm going in there, and I'm gonna hand out some shoes. So he did that. Nice job. I think Tim gets a bad rap. I really do. He's a good guy. Met him once at a function. Seemed like a super guy. Well, on election night, when people were Googling around, they weren't Googling things about the election, things about Trump, things about Biden. They weren't doing that at all. The biggest search on election night... New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. And I said earlier that there was a huge comedy. We all love it. Nobody thought there'd be a sequel, but looks like there may be a sequel. Are you dying to know what it is?
I'm excited.
Vince Vaughn has told Entertainment Tonight that he is in discussions, serious discussions, to do a Wedding Crashers sequel.
Woohoo!
Interesting.
So funny. Owen and I and the director of Crashers have been talking for the first time seriously about a sequel to that movie. It was a lot of fun. There's an idea that's pretty good. I'm excited about it, and we're in the early stages right now.
True story, my mother took me and my younger brother and sister to that movie when we were all under the age of 18. When we got out, she goes, I swear to God, I didn't know it was rated R.
I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
Are you seriously getting upset about this? Because we know how Chase is. He never sees anything.
I've never seen it, but it is Owen Wilson in it, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Go ahead. Oh. Go ahead again.
Wow. All right. Wow.
All right.
Shut up.
Looking for Netflix. Wow. Looking for Netflix things to watch. Number one, Poops Creek is still number one. That's right now. It's current. They're number one right
just
now.
Just fold in the eggs. Just fold them in.
Oh. Yeah, fold it in.
Coco Melon is still number two. Is that ever going to fall out of the top 10? Ever?
No. And they only still have 3 episodes on Netflix. Godspeed, parents.
Unsolved Mysteries, number 3, followed by The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Jeff. Mm-hmm. Mm, good. It's a sad story in the end.
All right. Chase thinks that's pretty good. Grand Army, Barbarians, Blood of Zeus, and The Queen's Gambit. There's your top 10 on Netflix.
I do want to see The Queen's Gambit because it has the queen and involves stuff that's British.
Right.
All the holiday movies started airing on the Hallmark Channel and on other channels, too. Lori Loughlin was on a whole bunch of those. By the way, she is in solitary confinement right now in jail, not because of behavior, but she's being quarantined because of the coronavirus. So.
Yeah, okay, all right. Will Hallmark come out with a new show called Christmas in Prison?
Maybe, maybe. Holiday cake with a file in it? Yeah! Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:42. I mean, seriously, how does somebody like Lori Loughlin even relate to what's going on in a prison?
She can't.
I mean, can you imagine?
She's teaching them how to do things, can you make home goods. And
just the shock of that she must be just in a daze, 24 hours a day, and now she's in solitary confinement.
Ooh,
oh, no.
Man.
Unbelievable.
I can't even begin to imagine. Being in the apartment for this long has just driven me up a wall, and I have access to Netflix and unaccessed internet, unrestricted internet.
She has access to nothing. Maybe she gets a book or a magazine and gets out an hour a day.
Oof. I would take that hour and soak up every single minute.
Jeez, terrible. All right, 6:43, spreading them good vibes coming up, and 5 After Laughter is at 7:05. Sometimes when I'm digging around for 5 After Laughters for you, again, I entertain myself greatly. Got a David Spade bit coming up about going to concerts. Remember those, by the way? Concerts mm-hmm. is where people actually perform on a stage in front of you, where they play instruments and sing, and you're actually there in person. That's how that
wow.
is.
Wow. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's a concert. So he'll be talking about that at 7:05.
Addressing the growing gap for more.
Times Friday's all the good vibe you need. It's finally Friday. Weekend is just hours away. Good vibe time. Spread those vibes. Annie, you're up.
So I posted this to the Wolf Facebook page yesterday. I think it's a really cool idea for those people who can't really afford a lot of those nice photography pictures, but they really want to have something cute to put on a Christmas card or to have for themselves. There's a boutique in Kernersville. I think it's pronounced V, but it's literally V-I in Kernersville. And they created this little corner of their store to look like a little Christmas backdrop. They put the white ground down, a couple of trees, a little chair, some signs around. Looks really great, and it's free. And it's got studio lighting, and you can walk into the boutique. You don't have to buy anything. You can just take your whole family and go over there and take a picture, whether somebody takes it for you or the boutique said if one of our workers can help you, they'd love to take that picture for you.
Nice.
So just something, you know, cool and free. And if it's free, it's for me.
Hey, that's a good idea for us three.
Yeah, it is. Oh. What a great idea to create traffic for your store and offer a little service that people need. That is a great idea. Hats off to them, really.
Yeah.
That is a great thing. For me, I did not see this happening. I heard about it, but I didn't know the name of the organization. They were called Pizza to the Poles. They were nationwide. It was a group of people who got together, collectively. They served up 1.3 million free pizzas, burgers, and other snacks at polling sites all across the country.
Nice.
Didn't
I wish it was where I was at.
Yeah, they didn't do it where I was, but that's awesome. Great job.
That's all right. To continue along the inspirational train and light that I am. Mm-hmm. Hey, if it gets you through the day and gets you through the week, don't stop. I'm just watching Annie just laughing at me in here.
Sorry,
anyway,
go ahead.
If your dreams don't scare you, they're too small.
Oh, man.
Wasn't that a good one?
Cringeworthy.
That's a good one. Happy Friday, 6:58. 5 After Laughter at 7:05. You put me on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I saw some concerts recently. I saw Leonard Skinner. This is ASU. I'm a true dirtball. I'm telling you, I get back to my dirtball roots. I saw Leonard Skinner just because I wanted to hear my one favorite song by them. But you know I'm going to sit there for 2.5 hours because God forbid they open with Freebird. There's going to be a trampling getting out of there. Wait, we got some other stuff. Every other song they sing should be called Not Freebird because that's what it is. Here's another one that's not Freebird. I saw the Eagles. They had the sheer balls to open with Hotel California. They're like, oh yeah, we'll open with it. We don't care. We got 2,000 songs we can follow. And that was fun because they were great. But you know what? They made the mistake of trying to incorporate our city into their song because dips like me get impressed that they can read our town off the back of a mic stand. So they go out on a dark Arizona highway. Yeah, that's us, dude. But then they keep milking it. Cool Scottsdale wind in my hair. It's still us, dude. My friend lives in Scottsdale. Warm smell of Sun Devil Stadium. All right, we get it. Get off.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Tennessee whiskey. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Stapleton at 7:12. Coming up about 7:25, we're going to talk about something. You know, when you're driving down the road, you're kicked back, you're cruising, and you see something strapped to the top of a vehicle, and you're like, what are they thinking?
Oh, yeah. 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 All the time.
What are they doing? What is that? We want to hear your stories. Maybe you're brave enough to tell how you were actually guilty of doing that yourself because you had to move something and you had no choice.
You had to do it.
Got
to
get it. You found a deal at a flea market, whatever you got. What am I going to do? I got to do it. Got to strap it down. Got to hold it on. Let's figure it out.
I have jumper cables in the back. I'll wrap it around it.
I'll tie it down with some twine. It'll stay. I won't go over 80 when I get on the interstate.
And then I hit 40.
Right. So, your stories, you can text or call 680-WOLF. How convenient.
93.1 The Wolf.
It's bow time.
Some folks say, don't call it a comeback. But
Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Stuff you've seen strapped to the top of a vehicle going down the road. You know what I'm talking about. You see them. They got the mattresses and they got their arms holding the mattress there. If a good gust of wind came, it would yank their arms clean off.
Yep. Yep.
You're not going to be able to hold that down at all. You're
guilty.
Oh, she's done it.
Yeah. So I had moved into a studio apartment. That's probably 2 or 3 years ago before I met Danny. 4 years ago. And so I had a bed frame, big metal bed frame that I needed to bring home. It was already put together. It was like nailed together. So I couldn't take it apart and put it in my Jeep. And so I got my friend, Devin. I was like, all right, Devin, I need you to ride home with me tonight. He was like, why? I was like, just trust me.
Oh,
and
so, that's not fair.
No, it's not. That's not I set him up for it. So we get to the house, my friend's house where it is. And it's sitting outside. And I'm like, all right, let's put it on top of my Jeep. He's like, what? Put it on top of the Jeep. I was like, yes.
I would have been so mad at you.
I was like, we're only like 2 miles from my house. Like, let's do it. And so we put it up top there, and it's probably 30 degrees outside. I mean, freezing cold. So here we are, arms out the window as I'm driving, holding on for dear life.
And you're that kind of friend.
To this metal bed frame. And I mean, my hand, we didn't even get out of this neighborhood to get onto the main road. My hand was shaking and freezing. It was so cold outside. Oh, we got there. We got a few stairs along the way, but we got there. And we did not get hypothermia. Thank you for asking.
I'm driving down a major road in this town not too long ago. And there was on top of a Toyota Corolla, a full-size recliner. Sitting as it would sit in your house.
Like grandma from the Beverly Hillbillies would be sitting on it.
All that was missing was granny.
Oh, jeez.
That's right there. I couldn't see how they had it anchored. They may not have had it. I don't know.
It's going slow enough.
The weight will hold it on there. It's not going on there.
Right.
How about you? What have you seen? Are you guilty of doing it yourself, or have you been driving down the road seeing something, or has some of your friends done something like that? 680-WOLF, yes.
It was an already inflated inflatable pool, bigger than their car. All four windows were down, and every passenger in the car, including the driver, was holding on to it on the roof, and they made it wherever they were going. Well, as far as I went anyways, and it was quite, at least a couple of miles. I was surprised they were able to hold on to it.
Okay. How about you? Your story, and if you did it yourself, you got to be brave enough to admit it. You got to go, okay, I did it. I'm sorry. 680-WOLF, text or call.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Stuff on top of cars, car stories. We got all kinds of things going on this morning. Thanks for your texts and your calls at 680-WOLF. Getting to them as fast as we can. Good morning.
Good morning. Had a story about a vehicle.
Okay. Was this you or somebody else?
No, it's my husband.
Your husband. Okay, good. Even better. Go.
So several years ago, some trees fell on top of his truck on the cab. So he couldn't have a windshield in his truck. So he drove 50 miles every day to and from work in a truck without a windshield. And the cops never even stopped him.
Are you kidding me? Did he never get hit in the face with bugs and stuff? Mm.
He wore a full face helmet. To keep that
nice.
From happening.
Poor fella.
Oh, God.
We adapt and we overcome.
Yes, we do.
Hats off to the guy, man, but gee whiz.
Sorry, helmets off to the guy.
Oh, God. The picture of that is hilarious.
If my math is right, you're about 3 drinks. So put on your best, boys, and I'll wear my pearls.
Wake Up on the Wolf Show, talking about stuff strapped to the top of vehicles going down the road. We've all seen it. Mattresses. I saw a recliner on top of a Corolla just sitting there. Yeah, we'll get on with it. Don't worry about it. How about you? Stuff strapped to the top of vehicles that probably shouldn't be. 680-WOLF, yes, go.
So, I work at a hardware store, one of, like, the hardware stores, and I've seen people come in there, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to load this up. I'm like, okay, well, you know, just pull your truck around. We'll help you get it loaded. Well, you know, like the plastic rocks that go over rails?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine, like, one of the biggest ones we have, okay? This man's like, oh, okay, I'll go get my car. He pulls up in, like, a Nissan something. And I was like, where do you want to put it? And he said, oh, we're going to put it in the trunk. And I was like, but, all of it? He said, yeah. He said, it's going to fit. And I was like, do you have any straps or anything? He was like, no, it's going to fit.
We'll get in there.
And long story short, the second time he tried to get it on top of his car and I told him it probably wasn't safe, he went and got a truck.
Good.
Good for him. Yeah. Smart. Learned.
Smart guy.
But I mean, I was stupid in the situation because he just was looking at me like, yeah, of course. And I was like, okay.
He's like, okay, crazy lady.
Paid, so, okay.
I bet you've seen it all.
I've seen 2x4s on a top of a Honda. I've seen a big, what do you call it, like the sheetrock and the shingles on a minivan.
just throw them on there. We'll get them home. Just do it.
We'll go slow.
We got twine. We got twine. It's okay. We got twine.
Right.
Oh, magical twine.
Where I grew up, getting dressed up means a button-down shirt.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Jake Owen and Homemade. It's 7:42 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show, and it's finally Friday.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Fry's, Virginia, population 452. Salute.
And I will tell you, that is pronounced freeze. People do that all the time.
The reason why I pronounce it fries is because it's Friday. Get it?
I get it now.
93.1 The Wolf. With more new country for Winston, Lexington.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf, Love and Theft, Angel Eyes, 7:54, and the Wake Up with the Wolf show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, two reasons to celebrate. It's Friday, and...
Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts, and some happy congregation. This is birthday time, with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. Let's get this weekend started and start to party. You share your birthday with Emma Stone, who's 32, the ex-Kardashian Lamar Odom, who's 41, Rebecca Romijn, I guess also ex-Stamos, is 48.
I love her lettuce, too. It's delicious.
Anyway.
Don't laugh, Annie. You're just giving in to it.
I know.
You're egging me on.
It caught me off guard. Maria Shriver is 65, and Sally Field is 74. Some local birthdays for you. Noah Hillsgen of Kernersville, Clara Bailey of Advance, Tiffany Crone of High Point, Melissa Gossett of Kernersville, and Matt Tuttle of Winston-Salem. Happy birthday, y'all. Get your special day in now. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, so we can shout you out. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Man, listen to that wolf howl, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it Friday, it is time to give away a family four-pack of tickets to experience Dollywood's award-winning Smoky Mountain Christmas.
Oh, oh, oh.
5 million holiday lights, amazing shows, and more. Plus one grand prize winner gets a two-night stay at Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge. Yesterday's winner, Maria Reniger. Congratulations, Maria. Here's what you do right now. Are you ready?
Ready.
Text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T. That's GIFT, G-I-F-T, 20357. That's GIFT, G-I-F-T. Text it to 20357. Let me be clear. There's a special text number so we can keep everything separate and keep everything right. Text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 20357 now. Maybe win those tickets to Dollywood and qualify for that amazing stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Pigeon Forge. It's going to be fun. It could be you. I hope it is you. Text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 20357 now to win. Nimrod News next after Sam Hunt. New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Sam Hunt. Hard to forget, heading off to the land of law and order. Nimrod News time. Little neighborhood gathering took place in a suburb of Detroit a few days ago. Kind of nice. Come on over. We got some burgers and dogs. We'll sit around. We'll chit-chat.
Yeah.
Get the neighbors together. Well, it went great up until a certain point. A couple of neighbors brought their baby over.
Uh-oh. You know, that's never a good idea.
Somebody at the party called this guy's baby ugly. He got up, left his wife and child there, brought the car around, came back in, put them in the car. They left. He went home, came back with a gun.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
He fired 15 or 16 shots at the house where the guy was who called his baby ugly.
So, anyways, he started blasting.
Yeah, that's right. That's so, anyway, I started blasting. The shooter and the woman, he brought her with him. They drove off, still firing.
Jeez.
Come on. So, anyway, they drive off while they're still shooting. Turned out the baby was also in the car with him.
What? What is wrong with this group?
It is not clear what all the charges are against these people. The police are still investigating.
Don't call baby ugly. Don't do it.
That's right. Because if you do, coming to get you. 808 now at the Wolf. Dan and Shay.
I can still shut down the party.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dressing slash stuffing. First of all, I always considered dressing something that was made and served outside the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And stuffing as the stuff you put in the bird, cook it in the turkey, and then you remove that and put it in a serving dish before the meal.
You're correct, sir. Okay. You are correct.
So we'll be flushing stuff today, and we're going to be flushing or not flushing stuffing.
Okay.
Right? Not dressing, right. Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Stuffing. We're going to be talking about that. If you would like to get involved in this, if you have a definitive opinion, if you've
gotten into family arguments over stuffing, we want to hear from you.
Yeah. If you just like food, we want to know.
So keep stuffing, or do we go ahead and flush that and move on to other things like mashed potatoes or home fries
gravy.
Or scallop potatoes or whatever. 680-WOLF, you can call or text. All right. Be flushing that or not flushing that at about 8:30-ish. Five things coming up.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Hey. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, good news if you're the big farmers market fans, which I like going to the farmers market, and the season is slowly slowing down. But the city of High Point has something up their sleeves. Of course, they wrapped up their usual farmers market on Halloween, but fear not. They're going to have pop-up food markets at the High Point Public Library beginning Saturday, November the 7th.
Wow.
And they're going to have three of them. But the first one, of course, is November the 7th. It starts at 10 a.m. So you can go to that and check that out, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah, good idea.
Also, did you know that researchers have found large, they're called Australian jellyfish, located along the North Carolina and South Carolina coast? They're the size of beach balls.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
And just a heads up. If you happen to have a boat down there or know somebody who has a boat, yes, they will damage your boat pretty bad.
What about this? In the news reports, they call it massive great white shark that's off the coast of North Carolina that just keeps reappearing.
My God, there's sharks in the water?
Yeah.
You're right. And they're massive.
Massive.
Wow.
Massive.
Huge. Yeah. So look out for massive Australian jellyfish if you go down there. Okay. Also, just get excited. Today's Friday. That's
Yay!
A given.
Yay!
That's one of them. Also, on top of that, it's National Nacho Day.
Nacho man.
Yes, he is.
Love those nachos, man. How do you like yours? You like them with everything? You like to trim it down to just the chili and the cheese? What do you like?
Everything. Slap it on there.
Sliced jalapenos? Yeah.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
Not me. I don't like the jalapenos.
All right, what do you like on there? Just the chips and the chili?
Chili, cheese, everything but jalapenos.
All right, no jalapenos for you. Okay.
Jay Butler's has the best nachos. You make sure you get the ground beef on them, though. I'm telling y'all, they knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I love a nice ground beef chili on top of the nachos. Delicious.
I'm hungry. Can we get out of here?
I also like to sprinkle just a little bit of the green hot sauce on top of the nachos. I use the green hot sauce because it's not as... And by the way, some people don't even know that The green hot sauce is not as hot as regular hot sauce. So if you'd like just a little bit of spice without the burn, go ahead and get the green. Don't be afraid of it. It's really, it's not mild, but it's not like hot, hot sauce.
We've learned a lot more than five things today.
I know.
It's like a shooting star through the air. The more you know.
That's right.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Annie just got that one. Took her a little bit.
I did.
Okay. NBC has gotten into your brain, dude.
Fun fact for today, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen are not identical twins. Ooh. They're just very similar looking fraternal twins.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
There you go.
Do you have any idea what those two girls are worth today?
I think like $400.
They also weigh about, you know, like the size of a carrot. Have you seen them? They're so frail looking and fragile.
They actually are sort of odd looking. Together, they are worth $500 million, about $250 million each, most made from that little fashion empire that they created.
Yep. What that, where?
Yeah, they've got a big, they have a huge fashion business.
I haven't seen it. Is it at Walmart?
I don't know where they sell it. I don't know. Is it Walmart or
Target?
Yeah,
well, that explains why I ain't seen it yet. That's the only place I shop. Walmart and Target.
Could be at the Quick Mart for all I know.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Here we go.
Flushing stuff.
All right, 8:35, stuffing. Are we going to keep it? Are we going to flush it? First of all, before we go any further, let me clear up that there is a difference between stuffing and dressing. Stuffing is defined as a mixture used to stuff another food, traditionally poultry, before cooking, because you can stuff turkeys, chickens, the whole nine. While dressing is cooked in a pan outside of the turkey cavity. You know, it's in a casserole dish or whatever. So that's the difference. We are talking about stuffing. Are we going to keep the stuffing or are we going to flush it and move on to something else? You can call or text 680-WOLF.
Dale.
Yes.
There we are. Hey, pal. Now again.
For a second, it wouldn't work right, but here we go. Yeah. Andy, what you got?
I was over here talking. You know, it don't matter. Okay, so someone says, do not flush stuffing. To them, dressing and stuffing are the same, and they have to have their stuffing on Thanksgiving. That's Kathy. And then Mary said, do not flush stuffing. I'm as country as the wolf is. I call lunch, dinner, and dinner supper. Love my stuffing on Thanksgiving. I got to say, I don't like stuffing. It's not that great. And most people make it out of that little box, the stovetop stuff. I just think it's crud. We eat dressing in my family, and it's a whole different kind of thing from stuffing. I don't know about everybody else, but it's two different food groups.
All right. What say you, 680-WOLF, go?
Oh, I love stuffing. You can't get rid of the stuffing.
So we can't flush stuffing. You're a big stuffing fan. Now, do you like that cooked inside the bird, or you like that something made outside the bird?
I'm not even picky. However they want to cook it, I'll eat it.
You're my kind of guy. Thanks for calling.
All right, sure thing.
All right, there's where we are right now. Chase?
It's a no for me, dog. I don't like the butt bread.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Just jump in and hang on.
93.1 The Wolf.
Awesome singer David Nail. Let It Rain. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 841. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning. Thank you for having us on today, and happy weekend to you. Weekend is finally here. We're glad you made it. We've made it together, and there are more tickets coming. I'm going to tell you, we're not stopping this week with the Dollywood tickets. We're coming back next week with more.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Woohoo!
We are coming back next week with another full week of tickets for you to go to Dollywood to that Smoky Mountain Christmas. How about that? So let's do it. We're going to do it again on Monday, first chance Monday morning at 8 o'clock right here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Want free gas for a...
Next door news time.
So can you believe this? One of my neighbors has a basketball goal.
What?
For... Shut up. For the other kids around. And it was taken away from them by the HOA while they were playing on it.
Oh man, talk about throwing down the HOA gauntlet. Come on.
Dun, dun.
Not only was it taken down, it was broken so that they could no longer use it. Oh, yes.
Ooh, that's raising my ire.
So check this out. My neighbor Brian is big on getting the kids outside and active, and so he put up a basketball goal that was approved by the Homeowners Association. He put the goal up at the community park for all the kids to be able to get some fresh air and exercise, and it ended up being a huge success. There's almost always a gang of kids out there playing and having fun, and here enters the HOA from hell.
Mm-hmm.
Some older people started complaining recently.
What? No. No.
Mm-hmm. And so the person on the local HOA board who gave the okay to put the goal up came out to the park while the kids were playing, took it down, and broke it in front of all of the kids and said there were way too many complaints when there was only one.
I'll throw you whippersnappers and you just basketball goal. I'm gonna break it.
Yep. Basically. And he didn't even know who the... He said he didn't know who the owner of the goal was, even though it was Brian, the guy who wrote the letter to the guy asking him for the permission to put the goal up. So
yeah, it was Brian.
This is all... Yeah. But, well, Brian. Brian's the one who wanted the goal.
I know.
It's pitiful.
Homeowners Association. Stick with the rural community watch. That's fine.
Right. So now the whole community is totally outraged at these fun suckers. Tons of people say that since the goal has been put up, they've seen more and more kids than ever out of the park, and almost always they're playing basketball. And Brian is hot, like with a ton of T's on the end, kind of hot. And said you can definitely expect him at every single neighborhood meeting from here on out. And they're going to hear his voice every time he has something to say. And no one can understand why these old farts care so much about kids having fun and making a little noise, but not about the speeders, the people that are just racing through the neighborhood. You don't care about them, but you care about the kids doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is having fun.
Brian is HOT mad.
Right. So y'all can get me started.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I hate HOAs. Like, I never wanted to live in a neighborhood with one, and I don't understand how someone who doesn't pay your bills or whose name isn't on this house in bukus of debt right along with you can tell you what to do or not to do with your own property. I'll never understand it. I don't get it. So if you want to get me all riled up for you over your neighborhood beef, I'll do it. Go ahead. Text me, 336-680-WOLF, because you know I'm here for it. You can also send me a little DM at 931-THE-WOLF.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Farm Lee Blanco Brown. Just the way we don't have to look at the calendar to know what day it is. What day is it? It's Friday! The work week is over. In fact, you know what we're going to do with this week?
What?
Nip it in the bud.
Miss me? Fridays are my favorite days.
Maximum effort.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Come on now.
We're getting close.
Right now.
Here we go.
You and me.
You got it.
You all know the drill.
But it's Friday.
What day is it?
Friday.
TGIF. Am I right or what?
Right you are,
Come Friday night, it's finally Friday, I'm free again. I've been working all week and I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, I want to have fun, time for a good time. Friday
night. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.